Regina, as expected, the grounds of the legislature were a focal point for the 1 million March for Children. Hundreds of people voicing opposition to gender ideologies and support for parental rights in schools gathered in the front lawn of the legislature on Wednesday morning. There they heard speeches before proceeding down Albert Street at 11 a.m. that morning. The route for the march was to take them to Regina City Hall and back again to the legislature grounds. Also on hand on Wednesday morning was a much smaller group of pro-LGBTQ2+ and pro-transgender supporters, who staged a counter-protest on the steps of the legislature. The group on the steps waved flags and placards supporting the LGBTQ2 community and opposing the 1 million march message. The goal of the 1 million march for children, according to their Facebook page, was for participants to walk out from homes and workplaces to join in protest, advocating for Canadian children's rights against unnecessary gender ideologies. The march, which has taken place in cities throughout Saskatchewan and Canada, has drawn criticism from those characterizing it as a hate rally against LGBTQ2+ people, and concerns had been expressed the march might get out of hand and that confrontations might ensue. While there were reports of tensions flaring up at events elsewhere in the province, such as in Saskatoon, it did not appear that there were any major issues in Regina on Wednesday morning. The rally in the park saw people mainly on good behavior, waving placards and also Canadian flags. That gathering included a bouncy castle for the kids and a barbecue cooking up hot dogs. Security was on hand, and Regina police vehicles were on Albert Street to keep the marchers safe as they walked towards downtown. In speaking to reporters at the legislature grounds, the march's spokesperson Tony Wells made clear they were interested in promoting their message, not in causing trouble. "We have not had any incidents. It was all about the safety. Look, we're here, we're not here to hurt anybody, we're not here to say anything horrible, but we're just here, and just let our kids alone. That's it." As for the point of the march, Wells said it was not about keeping the genders out of the school. "It's about the sexual ideology. It's about the sex ed that has gone beyond how to keep yourself safe from STDs, how to gain consent, how to have respect your partner. Just leave them, let them love each other where they're at. Teach them to be inclusive, teach them to be kind, but you don't need to teach them the stuff that's on those alphabet cards," said Wells, referring to the controversial sex ed cards used in a Planned Parenthood presentation at a Lumsden High School earlier this year. "Our babies don't need that. They do not need that right now. They need to figure out how they're going to play football and who's going to annoy them at recess. That's what our kids should be worrying about right now." On the policy requiring parental consent for name or pronouns changes for kids in school, with legislation being brought in by the Scott Moe government this fall, Wells said this was a parental choice, not a governmental choice. "We have to allow parents to parent their children." Reporters also heard from Jashandeep Dhillon, who brought a message from the Sikh community that, "We, as a parent, we have the full right to protect our kids. If you plant a seed, you have to protect it. The surroundings affect a lot." Dhillon made it known to reporters that as a parent she did not want young kids educated in schools about gender. "Having my kids go through that kind of conversation at so early in their age is not appropriate. So leave my kids alone." In response to the events going on in the city that day, the City of Regina has issued the following statement. "The City of Regina values diversity as a cornerstone of building and improving a healthier, more inclusive and vibrant community. As part of its commitment to diversity and inclusivity, the City of Regina is proud to be an ally of individuals of all genders, including those who identify as non-binary, and of the 2SLGBTQIA+ community." This story has been updated to correct the naming of Lanigan to Lumsden. "You can no longer count on social media to deliver important news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Saskto Day, SA's homepage at this link. Subscribe to SaskToDay.ca newsletter to get our daily news to your inbox."